It's time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGO 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight, volleyball. The Broad Valley Cardinals playing host to Yellow Medicine East Sting. Our game is being brought to you by the 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters. And now the pregame and play-by-play, it's Cardinal Sports announcer Seth Topol.
Thank you very much, Tobin, and good evening. Welcome into another edition of Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, and also myklgr.com. Tonight, the Cardinals are at home after a very successful week. They are taking on the Yellow Medicine East Sting. Redwood Valley 16-3 on the season, and the Sting come in with a record of 8-9. Cardinals hoping to get a good match in here tonight because they've got a tough week next week with Marshall coming up on October 8th. Cardinals with just a few matches left in the regular season. Hard to believe we're already getting close to the month of October. Final day of September here, and chance for the Cardinals to pick up another sweep after sweeping both opponents last week. They swept Springfield 3-0 on Monday and then swept Pipestone area 3-0 on Thursday. Both matches on the road. The Cardinals have traveled well. They also have won here at home. And the last couple of matches the Cardinals had at home, they won in sweeps. They won in 3-2 over Hutchinson and Windham. Cardinals hoping that they don't need 5 sets here tonight. But if they do, they've got the ability to come from behind and to rally to win against whoever their opponent is. Looking at the Sting, they come into this match, as mentioned, with a record of 8-9. Although they do have one match not accounted for from the Hancock tournament. Sting 8-9. They're 4-6 in their last 10 matches, and the Sting are 2-5 away from home. Lost to Mineota on Thursday 3-0, and that was the most recent match for the Sting. Also lost on Tuesday to Canby 3-0. So the Sting just trying to win a set here, which they have not been able to do in the last couple of matches. Did play well in the Hancock tournament, but had gone through a really tough stretch from the 10th of September to the 19th, in which they went 2-3, and they were swept twice by Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sundberg, and McCray. It'll be interesting to see what happens here between these two teams tonight. Should be a good one here from Redwood Valley High School. We'll take a break. We've got the national anthem coming up, so we will step aside. We'll get you started for tonight's match between the Cardinals and the Sting coming up in a few minutes. Cardinals, all season long, you can hear all the action right here on KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, getting ready for tonight's match between the Cardinals and the Sting. Let's join the announcement of the starting lineups in progress.
Starting for the Yellow Medicine East, number 3, Jaden Zachary. Number 4, Allie Steffen. Number 7, Yancy Flores. Number 8, Madison Hines. Number 10, Shelby Mortensen. And number 12, Ruby Bowen. In reserve for the Redwood Valley Cardinals, number 8, A.J. Hugesberg. Number 10, Sydney Merton.
You heard them. Let's play volleyball. Cardinals and the Sting getting ready for tonight's match. Cardinals trying to improve to 17-3 on the season. The Sting trying to get back to, at least from what I've got, 500. Thanks for tuning into our broadcast here tonight of Redwood Valley Volleyball, brought to you by the 2019-2020 Cardinals Sports Boosters. Gorgeous final day of the month of September, although it may even be, dare I say, a little too warm. But hey, it'll cool back down the rest of the week. Feel a little bit more like fall as we get closer to the weekend. Cardinals on the far side of the court. A.J. Gugisberg in to serve, as it will be Redwood Valley serving first. Gugisberg ready to serve. A.J. goes middle. Bumped by the Sting towards the net. They're able to set it back across. Cardinals will set up. Kate Arnn. Tips. Bump. Point. The Cardinals, the Sting, bump it right into the floor. Redwood Valley leading 1-0. Gugisberg to the back corner. Sting will try the near side. Attack. Tipped. Schenken keeps it alive. Arnn's off the antenna. Point going to YME. Tied up now 1-1. Serve goes to Arnn's. Back right corner. Hicks back to Arnn's. Arnn's sets it into the corner and just missed. 2-1 now. Sting on top. And they're going to check to make sure the antenna is securely fastened. And looks like everything's good to go. This thing will serve, leading 2-1. Summers to Hicks, setting up Garmin. Garmin missing the corner. That will make it 3-1 Sting. And that serve goes well past the back row. So the Cardinals get a side out. Trailing 2-3. It'll be Aubrey Hicks to serve. Serve goes left side. Sting setting up right side. And the attack missed. Cardinals side up 3-3. Serve is bumped. Sting try the middle. Summers keeps it alive. Gugisberg to Arnn's. Arnn's sends it across on the free ball. Sting try the attack. Gugisberg plays it back row. Hicks over to get it. Kate Arnn's times the leap. Sting dig it out. They'll try the left side. Arnn's to Hicks. Back to Garmin. Garmin's attack is bumped. Back across. Garmin hits it again. Sting will try left side. They bump it across. Arnn points to YME. Cardinals on an illegal hit. Makes it 4-3. YME. Arnn to Hicks, setting up Leah Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack bumps towards the net. Sting try the right side. Tip. Summers can't save it. 5-3. Sting on top. Gugisberg. Sometimes you got to get those kind of breaks. Gugisberg bumped it from the back row and went across the Sting. They set it, but right to Haley Garmin. She blasted it back across. That actually looks like Cardinals were Must have been in the nets. Points to the Sting. Summers attack. Bumped across. And Garmin takes the point there. So Cardinals get the side out. Trailing 4-6. Serve bumps by the Sting. Sting set up right side. And Sydney Summers comes up with a block. Serve is bumped by the Sting. Right at the net. Block by Earlbeck. Summers attack. Tips. Sting keep it alive. And send it past the back row. Points for the Cardinals. We're tied 6-6. Served by Arns. Played to the back row. Sting try the left side attack. Hicks to Gugisberg. To Summers. Her attack is dug out by the Sting. They send it back onto the court. Free ball. Arns to Hicks. Garmin's attack is bumped. Sting send it back over. Hicks to Earlbeck. And Earlbeck's attack misses the corner. Sting get the side out. Serve to the corner. Arns to Hicks setting up Summers. Sydney's attack tipped, misplayed. Cardinals grab the side out to tie things up at 7. Haley Garmin now will serve. Serve bumps towards the net. And the Sting try and attack in the corner and they miss. Cardinals take the lead again, 8-7. Serve set by the Sting. Softly across. Summers able to dig it out. Garmin's attack is bumped. Sting try the dump. And they end up getting it. Eight-eight. And service error for the Sting. The Cardinals take a 9-8 lead. Schenken, her serve bumped to the right. Sting try the attack, and they hit the back row. 9-9. Sting serving it. Arns digs it out. Hicks to Summers, and Sydney able to bend one around the antenna. And service error for Sydney Summers. Cardinals have taken a little bit of time to get in a rhythm here. Another service error for Redwood Valley. We're tied at 10-10. Gugisberg to Hicks. Setting up Arns. And Arns times the leap. Her attack is blocked out. And Redwood Valley back on the serve, leading 11-10. Coach Lindahl trying to get the team pumped up. Gugisberg, right corner. Sting try middle, points to Redwood Valley on a double hit. Multi-point lead now. Gugisberg goes short middle. Sting try the attack, and it's misplayed. Cardinals will take the point there. Garmin had kind of a 50-50 ball right at the net. Cardinals able to muster it back over. And so 13-10. Rubensburg serve bump towards the net. Sting will try the right side. Schenken plays it. Hicks to Garmin. Blocked. Sent back across. Summers keeps it alive. Arndt. And Arndt finds the back row. And that makes it 14-10. Looks like we're going to get a timeout from Yellow Medicine East. Cardinals leading 14-10. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, Cardinals with a 14-10 lead. Sting, send it across. Cardinals now on the attack. Garmin on the move. And her kill is down, 15-10. Hugesbert bumped. Sting set up middle. Summers slides to keep it alive. Cardinals can't quite get it back over. So Sting get a side out. Trailing 11-15. Gugisberg to Hicks. All the way across to Kate Arndt. Just missed. Makes it 12-15. Summers. Bumped right into the net. Points for the Sting to make it 13-15. Short serve, Garmin to Hicks, back across to Kate Arndt. Attack misplayed. Cardinals get a side out. 16-13, Aubrey Hicks will serve. Serve set by the Sting, setting up right. Tipped at the line, Hicks plays it. Gugisberg to Arndt. Her attack is tipped. Cardinals recover. Arndt will try it again. Tipped. Dug out. Saint set up left. And right into the net. Hicks going left again. Bumps towards the net. Sting try middle. Hicks to Gugisberg. Setting up Arndt, her attack bumps, points, going to Redwood Valley. Sting in the net, 18-13. Serve, bumps towards the net, back to the left, attack blocked, Garmin plays it. Sting tried the dump, Cardinals ready. Garmin's attack tipped at the line. Sting set up left. Tips. Garmin and Gugisberg both converge. Arndt able to bend it around the antenna. Single try middle again, and they find the back row. Arndt bumps to Hicks to Garmin. Garmin's attack sneaks through. Cardinals lead 19-14. Arndt will serve. High serve, played middle. Sting try right. Arndt digs it out. Across. Sting. And attack error there. 22-14, Cardinals on top. And looks like we're going to get another timeout from the Sting. Redwood Valley leading 20-14. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, Cardinals getting into put-away territory here in the first set. They lead 20-14. Short serve. Sting play at middle. Summers to Hicks to Earlbeck, and Leah Earlbeck finds some room. A couple of Sting players started to break towards the ball, but the old I got it, you got it, you got it, nobody's got it. Serve again by Arns. Sting right at the net. Set it into the corner. Arns dives. Can't quite get it to a teammate. So Sting now trailing 15-21. Serve middle. Gugisberg. Service ace. Gugisberg to Hicks, and another service ace. Gugisberg played to the side by the Sting. That ball probably would have gone out. And an attack error by the Sting. Mental mistake by Yellow Medicine East. Cardinals on the serve now, 3 points away from taking a 1-0 lead. Garmin blisters one to the right corner. Sting try left. Arns, back row. Hicks setting up Summers. Sydney finds a little opening. 23-17. Garmin blasts one. Service ace. 24-17. Set point for the Cardinals. And there it is. Cardinals win the first set, 25-17. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here for set number two. It starts with a service error by the Sting. Cardinals get the side out. They lead 1-0. And Aubrey Hicks will start it at the serve. Goes right. Sting, bump it. They'll try middle. Hicks keeps it in off the ceiling. Cardinals ready for it. Garmin sends it across on the free ball. Sting quickly going right side. Blocked and just out. Just goes out. So Sting will take the side out. 1-1. Arns to Hicks, sets up Garmin, and Haley Garmin plants one in the far corner. 1-1, 2-1, I should say, on the side out. Now Kate Arns will serve. And a skimmer over the net. That will do. Service ace, 3-1. Sting attack, saved by the Cardinals, but point going to YME on a double hit. Sting trail 2-3. Serve bumped by Gugisberg, and the Sting nearly catch the Cardinals off guard, but then end up kind of fooling themselves. Illegal touch, 4-2 Redwood Valley. Serve bumped. Attack played by Arns. Hicks sets up Summers. Sydney off the net and down. 5-2. Redwood Valley on top. And service error for the Cardinals will give the Sting the serve back. Trailing 3-5. And service error for YME, right back to the Cardinals. 6-3, Redwood Valley on top. Serve bumped, back corner, Sting on the dump. Good save by Gugisberg. And Cardinals end up with a point. Sting tried to catch the Cardinals off guard with one to the campfire, but Cardinals were ready for it. And the return gets the Cardinals another point, 7-3. Sting send it across Gugisberg to Hicks, setting up Summers. Sydney blasts one, and it's down, 8-3. Serve skimmed out. Attack by the Sting, played by the Cardinals. Hicks to Steffel. Steffel's attack misplayed, 9-3. Redwood Valley on top. Nine-three, Cardinals on top. Serve bumped to the side. Sting send it out. And it's now 10-3. And looks like YME going to take a timeout. Cardinals on top, 10-3. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Cardinals leading 10-3. Hannah Schenken will serve. Serve bumped by the Sting. They try the dump, and they get it there. Sting go on the serve, trailing 4-10. Serve played in the corner by Gugisberg. Hicks sets up Steffel. Steffel's attack tips. Sting save it. And they send it across on the free ball. Arns to Hicks setting up Summers. Sydney's attack misplayed. Cardinals right back to work. Seems like it maybe just took a little bit of time for the Cardinals to get into full rhythm here tonight. They look like they are definitely clicking much better here in set number two as Aubrey Hicks with a sneak attack right into the campfire. 12-4, Cardinals on top. And service ace blasted into the YME bench. 13-4, Cardinals on top. Serve bumps by the Sting. Sting set up right. Attack tipped and blocked, and point going to YME. Sails past the back row. Sting trail 5-13. Arns attack set by the Sting. Sting attack played by Summers. Sydney to Steffel. Steffel's attack is bumped out. Cardinals back on the serve. Serve to the back corner. Bumps towards the net. Sting keep it in play. Attack bumped by Schenken. Hicks setting up Arns. Times the leap. Attack is bumped. Sting set up middle. Attack blocked by Garmin. Sting send it over, point to Redwood Valley. And it's now 15-5. Oh, Sting almost got one there. Cardinals got aided by Vanette. Things set up for the attack. Summers digs it out. Hicks to Garman. Haley just missed the line. Sting tried for the dump again and ended up hanging on the net long enough for the Cardinals to get in position. Serve. Summers to Gugisberg. Sydney sets up for the free ball. Misplayed by the Sting Cardinals. Get another side out. Leading 16-6. Serve bump to the side. Sting set up in the corner. Blocks, and not much Haley Garman could do about it as she had just hit it on the block. Couldn't hit it again. So it drops. Sting trail 7-16. Gugisberg bumps it to Hicks, setting up Arnes. Arnes' attack is blocked out. Back to the Cardinals. Serve is bumped, and Summers taps it back across. Went a little too far over the net. Summers makes it 18-7. Cardinals on top. Short serve. Sting, try right. Blocked, butt down. To make it 8-18. And service error for YME makes it 19-8, Cardinals. Haley Garman will serve. Serve bumped by the Sting. They set up softly, dug out by Summers. And Garman's attack sent over. Bumps to the side. Sting try right side. Softly cross played by Hicks. Garman sets up Summers. Sydney's attack blocked out. 20-8 Cardinals. And it looks like we're going to get a Sting timeout. Cardinals lead 20-8 here in set number two. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, Cardinals leading 20-8. Garman just missed. Tried to go to the left. So Sting will go back on the serve. Cardinals play it. Summers tries the near side, blocks. Cardinals can't keep it around the antenna. Point for the Sting, 20-10. Serve to the side. Summers sends it back in play. Steffel sends it over. Point to the Sting on a double hit. Now it's 11-20. Gugisberg to the side. Hicks sets up Summers. Sydney's attack misplayed. Cardinals take the point. Serve bumps to the side. Sting go for the attack, and they get it. Thing hanging around here, 12-21. Gugisberg to Hicks, setting up Steffel. Steffel with an attack error, and it is now 13-21. Little 5-1 spurt here for this thing. Arnes to Hicks, setting up Summers. Sydney's attack. Thing can't keep it up. Cardinals will take the point. 22-13. Serve set by the Sting. Set up for the attack. They send it across on the free ball. Gugisberg to Hicks. Back to Arnes. Arnes attack. Tip. And in. 23-13. And nearly a service ace for the Cardinals, staying able to return it. Steffel's attack is blocked. Cardinals setting up again. Arnes to the back row, bumped by the Sting. Sting's attack played again. Some nice work by the Cardinals there. A little disjointed, but they still get the point. That makes it 24-13 set point. Serve bumped. Sting try the dump. Arnes plays it. Hicks to Steffel. Steffel into the corner. Played by the Sting. Sting try right. Blocked and down. Cardinals take the second set. 25-13. We'll take a break. Set number three coming up. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here for set number three, Cardinals trying for another sweep. They have now won 44 sets this year and have lost 14. Just some absolutely dominant stuff by the Cardinals, trying to angle for a top seed along with New London, Spicer, and Marshall. But they could host the opening round of the section volleyball tournament. Gugisberg to serve. And service ace. Sting just enjoying the view on that serve. 1-0 Redwood Valley on top. Serve bump to the side. Sting setting up middle. Attack. And right to the area that Sydney Summers had vacated. Sting get a side out to tie it up at 1-1. Jump serve. Gugisberg to Hicks. Setting up Garmin. Garmin's attack is down. Side out. Redwood Valley leads 2-1. Hicks to the corner, bumped by the Sting. They'll set up left side. Attack is tipped. Summers to Hicks, setting up Arnes. Arnes' attack is dug out. Sting try left again. Summers plays it back row. Earlbeck tips, and another point for Redwood Valley. Earlbeck attack hits. Sting couldn't find it. 3-1. Serve, bump to the side. Sting go back to get it. Sent across on the free ball. Garmin to Hicks. Back to Arnes. Dug out. Sting send it across. And right over Garmin, who had jumped to try for the block and just out of a reach. Sting trail 2-3. Serve played by Gugisberg. Hicks to Garmin. Garmin's attack is down. Garmin does such a good job of that, using the jump to figure out where the attack is going to go and then coming down with the ball. And nice block by Sydney Summer. Five, two. Arnes serving. Middle. Sting try left. And the attack skims the net. Bump to Hicks. Back to Summers. And Sydney finds the left side of the net. The right side. My right. 6-2. Serving in middle. Sting try to bump it across. They end up an illegal touch. 7-2. Seven. Into the corner. Arnes to Hicks, setting up Earlbeck. Earlbeck's attack. A little cross court for Earlbeck. Cardinals back on the serve, leading 8-3. And miscue for the Sting again makes it 9-3. Garmin serving goes middle, bumps to the side, and point going to go to the Sting. Summers ended up getting a piece kind of inadvertently. Serve to Gugisberg. Hicks setting up Robeck. Leah's attack is in. And 4 Cardinals. Serve bumped to the side. And they Stingo with a dump on the front of the net. It went with some misdirection, worked out. Serve bump to the side. Summers, attack error. Makes it 6-10. Arnes to the side. Summers back to Arnes. Her attack bump. Sting set up middle. Gugisberg plays it. Hicks back to Summers. Sydney's attack skims the net, and it hits. Seen a lot of that here tonight. Ball kind of hanging up on the net, and the Sting take advantage there. 7-10. Misplayed. Points to the Sting. Now 8-10. Looks like Coach Lindahl going to take her first timeout of the match. Sting on a run. It is 10-8. Redwood Valley on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School, Sting get another point. It's 9-10. Serve bumps. Hicks to Arnes. Arnes attack tipped at the net. Sting get it back across. Arnes to Hicks. Sets up Summers. Tips. Points to Redwood Valley. Sting were in the net. Much needed. Side out. Service ace. Sydney Summers gives the Cardinals a 3-point lead. At 12-9. And a service error gives the Sting back the serve. It's 10-12. Arnes to Hicks. Sets up Gugisberg. Misplayed. Gugisberg gets the kill. Cardinals on top, 13-10. First set was fairly close. till the end. Second set, not so much. Third set now, very back and forth. Sting bump it, send it over. Schenken to Summers, to Arne, softly tapped across. Sting get another kill and a misplay. ...11-13. Arne to Hicks, setting up Garmin. Garmin on the move, just missed. Miami dominating right now. They have taken 7 out of the last 10 points. 12-13, chance for the Sting to tie. Summers to Hicks, sets up Garmin, and Haley Garmin says no tie needed. Makes it 14-12. It'll be Aubrey Hicks to serve. Leah Robeck comes in to play the front row. Serve played. Cardinals softly across. Hicks to Gugisberg. Arnes times the leap and finds the corner. Crowd starting to get into it here. 15-12. Hicks goes left side. Sting try middle. Softly, attack played by Summers. Earlbeck. And Earlbeck finds the back corner. Sting letting a lot drop on that back line. A lot of frustration starting to show. Hicks goes middle. Bumps towards the net. Sting try right side. Way over the net. Points to the Cardinals. 17-12. And misplayed. Right up into the booth. Without even flinching. And looks like we're going to get a timeout. Sting trailing 18-12. Cardinals trying to close it out in three. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here at Redwood Valley High School. Cardinals leading 18-12. Arne on the attack. Blasted into the Sting bench. 19-12. Cardinals on top. Played towards the net. Points to Redwood Valley. Sting in the net. 20-12. And now again, put away time for Redwood Valley. And another timeout going to be taken by YME. So we'll take another break. Cardinals leading 20-12. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball on KLGR. Back here, Redwood Valley High School. Double hits on the Sting, 21-12. Hicks serving. Hicks goes middle. Sting set up left. Attack played by Mertens. And the Sting will get the side out. Trailing 13-21. And serve missing the back corner, right back to Redwood Valley. Serve played right side. Sting set up left. Tips. Arne bumps the attack. Summers. Blocked out points. Cardinals. 2 points away from another sweep. Serve bump to the right. Thing set up middle. Attack played by Merton. Pick to Summers. Away. Student section getting ready. Attack missing. We got ourselves match points. Serve played back row. Thing set up right side. Set to Merton. Played back by the Cardinals and across in the free ball. Cardinals play it. Points to the Sting. Cardinals are in the net. 14-24. Sting got to go on a run. Arnes plays the serve. Summers. Serve is bumped across. Garmin. And dump attempt by Redwood Valley. And that will do it. Jalen Bill gets the final kill for the Cardinals. They sweep 25-14. Final here in set number three. We'll take a break. Cardinals victorious in three sets. You're listening to Redwood Valley Volleyball here on KLGR. Final score here at Redwood Valley High School. Another sweep by the Cardinals. They beat Yellow Medicine East 3-0. 25-17, 25-13, 25-14. Joined now by the Redwood County American Dairy Association Player of the Match, Sydney Summers. I feel like I ask the same questions all the time, but you girls, again, another sweep here tonight and just continue to play some really, really good volleyball. What were some of the things that you thought worked really well here tonight?
I'd have to say our passes, we got it right up to setter and then we just put the ball away.
The Sting were able to kind of keep it close early. What were some of the messages you girls were telling each other just to try to kind of put that away in that first set?
So we started off a little slow, so we just kept telling each other, like, come on, guys, raise up your energy and stuff like that.
Second set really took care of business again. When you win that first set, just how much confidence does that give you as the match goes on?
Oh, yeah, when we win the first set, it just gives us, like, a lot of confidence, I would have to say.
Crowd, again, was a good one here tonight, and it seemed like your girls fed off the energy. How much fun is it to play in front of a loud home crowd?
I would have to say that we get some energy like from the crowd, so when they're engaged, we're always like playing our best volleyball.
Improving now to 17-3 on the season, and a little bit of a break here. I know late in the season, a lot of matches here. How much of a enjoyment is that? How much do you enjoy having a little bit of time to just get back to practice here the rest of the week?
I would say that we really enjoy it because we like our games, but we like to focus on like passing and hitting and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Few matches left in the season and obviously continuing to just, you know, put teams away. I think the mark now is you've won 45 sets this year and have lost 14. So obviously, you know, playing really, really well, and hopefully you can keep it rolling. What are some things you'll be working on in practice?
Just the basics like passing, setting, hitting.
Very good. Well, I'll let you go enjoy another one with your teammates. Sydney, thanks.
Thank you.
Sydney Summers joining here in the post game. We'll talk now to Coach Lindahl, and I just told Sydney it feels like I ask her the same questions and the team the same questions because night in, night out, team comes out, gets a sweep. They are playing some really good volleyball right now.
Yeah, I think we came out a little slow in the first set, just homecoming case of the Mondays, I guess. But after we kind of settled in, I thought we did a really good job. You know, they have Really good setter in Hins, and she did a good job kind of mixing things up, and our middles were a little slow to react to her at the start, but I think once we kind of got in a rhythm, we did a really good job of doing all the little things that we've been doing so well.
I wanted to ask you as well, now a lot of this is because, you know, with all the wins and the sweeps, you really haven't had to that much, but a couple of opportunities where you could maybe have taken timeouts to try to get the team back into focus, and you did take one, but are you more likely to just kind of let the team try to work things out on the court as opposed to stopping play and kind of trying to regroup them that way?
Yeah, I feel like as a coach, when I try and call timeouts early if they're making a run to kind of end it. But honestly, I think we have such a great group that is doing a good job of finding ways to side out in those moments where maybe that team scored three or four. Leah Earlbeck's done a great job kind of stepping up and helping us get those side outs early. Same thing with Summers and Arns on the outside. I think we have girls that want to put the ball away and they know when another team's gone on a run. But no, I think I'm kind of one to let them play through it unless it gets a little out of hand. Then I like to just call a timeout and remind them, you know, I have a ton of confidence in you. You just have to go out and get 1 point back.
You mentioned the slow start. Is that a good kind of test of adversity for this team just to say, hey, everything that we're trying not really working right now? So if we're going to get back into this and extend the lead, we're going to have to do a couple different things.
Yeah, I think we talked about, too, it doesn't matter what day it is because, you know, the other team's playing on the same day as you are, and they came off a weekend just like we did. But I think we talked a lot about today, we want to be playing our best volleyball in October, end of October, and the way to do that is to, against teams that we know we can play better against, is to come out and do it and not just say we want to do it, but come out and kind of make a statement. You know, next Monday we come out and we play Cedar Mountain.
Yes.
At home, and then we turn around and play a very tough and aggressive Marshall team. So we can't just kind of try and come out and be flat. We have to come out with a lot of energy, and I thought our crowd did a great job kind of getting us back into it in the set three. You know, they came alive right at the end, which is awesome.
You mentioned the schedule for next week, but nothing until then. And obviously at the end of the season, there's a little more off time worked in, more so in the winter with cancellations. But a chance for the team to go through the rest of the week with practice, and you mentioned the homecoming festivities. How needed is that at this point in the year? Just have the rest of the week to go through practice and gear up for a couple of matches next week.
Yeah, I think we can use that to focus on the things that we really want to clean up going into the last final stretch before playoffs. I think there's a lot of things we need to get better at, and using the next 4 days in practice to really find and fine-tune those things. I think our girls are hungry, and they want to work hard, and we just need to use the next couple days to really practice some of those things that, you know, we want to make sure when it comes to playoff time, those things are just automatic.
Well, we look forward to seeing what happens with the rest of the week of practice with Monday's match. Thanks for the time. Tay, I'll let you go enjoy the win.
Thanks.
Coach Lindahl joining again here in the post game, and another sweep. 3-0 Cardinals win tonight. 25-17, 25-13, 25-14. Cardinals 17-3 now on the season. The Sting fall to at least what I think is 8-10 on the season. So the Cardinals pick up another win and another win at home and continue to cruise here through the middle portion of the schedule. As mentioned, the next match for the Cardinals will be Monday here against Cedar Mountain. And then they play a big one on the road against Marshall on Tuesday. We'll have both of those matches for you. So looking forward to seeing how the Cardinals do here as the season gets close to the end. I mean, we've got, after tonight, Cardinals do have a tournament coming up this weekend at Bloomington Jefferson. But after tonight, home against Cedar Mountain on Monday. Actually, that tournament is next weekend. Home against Cedar Mountain Monday. At Marshall Tuesday, Bloomington Jefferson tournament Saturday, then Monday the 14th, home against GFW, and Monday the 21st at New Ulm. That's all there is. Section playoffs will get started on October 22nd. So we're getting close to the end of the fall sports season here already. Redwood County American Dairy Association Player of the Match We're going with Sydney Summers here again tonight. And you heard from Sydney. I'll try to come up with some better questions next time. I just feel like it's been kind of the same stuff, but that's what happens, I guess, when you sweep. So the Cardinals win. That will do it for our broadcast here tonight. Thanks for tuning in to another broadcast of Redwood Valley Athletics here on KLGR. Big thank you to Tobin Osborne back in the KLGR studios for guiding the broadcast here tonight. Seth Topol signing off. We will catch up with you on Friday, Redwood Valley v. Pipestone in homecoming football. Until then, we'll send it back to the regular programming on your home for Redwood Valley Athletics, KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9, KLGR Redwood Falls.